So I met my fiance online while I was au pairing in the States. I met him in December 2018, and our relationship kind of blossomed from there. I mean, I only had 3 months left before I had to come back to South Africa, and I didn't think anything would come of us. And this man followed me back home to South Africa. He came and he met all of my friends and my family. And ironically, he proposed on the day he left, which was June 14th, 2019. It also happens to be the last time I've physically touched or held my fiance. And, because he proposed on the day that he left, we haven't really had time to spend as an engaged couple. For the rest of the time, up until now, we've been together for 1 year and 8 months. We have spent apart. For the remainder of the time, we have been on WhatsApp. Our WhatsApp calls are like 3, 4 hours long at a time. Video calls, we do house party. I don't know if you're familiar with that. That became popular during lockdown. So we're playing games online and we do dates on WhatsApp. We'll get dressed up, match like we used to when we were together. And we'll do face masks together, watch movies together. We had to find ways to be creative because our schedules only coincide once a year. And that is during June because he is still in school and he has a full-time job. So the summer break is when he would come to South Africa for 3 to 4 weeks at a time. And so, we had planned for him to be back around the same time. And unfortunately, COVID happened and rearranged our whole life. So here we are.
Oh, that must be so frustrating, Kirsty. I mean, I can only imagine. Here's this man that you're hopelessly in love with. He's in America. You're here. The last time you saw him was over a year ago, June 2019. What can you actually do at the moment? Have you tried to make any plans to get to each other? Is it possible even?
Unfortunately, at the moment, it looks like there's no light at the end of the tunnel for us. I have been emailing all of our government to try and get exceptions, but of course, fiancés are not recognized as immediate family. And so there is no provision made for us that are not married. So we don't have spousal recognition, none of that. And because Ari and I are actually in the process of applying for our K-1 visa, which is what you see on 90 Day Fiancé, we've applied for that on March 7th, so our paperwork was being processed, and then, USCIS shut down as well, so we're just in a waiting game. Unfortunately, I can't go and see him because of the visa being processed and embassies aren't open for as long as the borders are closed. So
Oi.
it's either I have to leave South Africa and go to a country where we don't need visas, but our borders are completely shut. And, they've asked us to prove that it's not a vacation. But how am I supposed to prove that if, the sole purpose of my trip is just to reunite with my fiance, nothing else?